The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Then we are broadcasting out of the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios. Middle Tennessee Electric, serving Rutherford County since 1936. We are now headed to Rutherford County Assessor of Property, Rob Mitchell. Rob, good morning to you.
Hey, how you doing, Scott? Good morning.
I am sure you hear from a lot of folks, especially this time of year. They're thinking about property taxes. They're thinking about Christmas gifts. And some are even thinking about buying houses. I mean, they're all over the place.
That's right.
So here in Rutherford County, as far as home sales go, are there a lot of homes still being sold right now?
Yes. The home sales are still happening. The prices seem to have steadied a bit. They're not increasing as much as they were. People are still selling their homes for more than they bought them for, which is always a good thing. They're not everybody is getting everything that they asked for, but statistics show, from what I've read, there are still about 10 to 15% of the homes listed that are actually bringing more than the asking price. So that's indicative of a good, strong housing market.
You know, I guess the key thing would be for families to stay in their house for at least 5 to 10 years. I mean, if you want to be able to really, get the benefit of getting some money back when you sell your house, you need to stay in it a little bit longer if you can. That makes sense, especially if interest rates are a little higher, then definitely stay in it a little longer until they go back down and then maybe try to sell the house.
That's right. That's right. The housing market in Rutherford County is appreciating between 2 to 3%, 3.5% a year. So if you consider that the average home owner is going to end up having to pay in closing costs between just say 10% of the sale price. Then if you go up 2 to 3% a year, you figure that's going to cover the amount of time it would take for you to recoup your down payment. So that's what everybody should think about. If they're thinking about staying in a home for a particular period of time, how much should you pay down? Are you going to be able to sell it and cover your investment costs up front, plus the commissions and sales transactions on the backside that you'll have to pay when you go through a realtor to sell your home?
Yeah, of course, these are things you should also think about whenever you hear about people refinancing, because it seems like whenever rates go down even the slightest bit, you hear about a huge number of people who refinance their house, and if they don't fully think it through, they may actually be spending a lot more money in the short run of things and the long run of things by doing that refinance, as opposed to just sitting still with that 15 to 30 year mortgage and continuing to work to pay that off.
That's right. Now, some folks may refinance for particular reasons. They may need to pull some of the equity out to do maintenance on the home. They may have to remodel the home, especially with elderly homeowners. They may have to, for mobility reasons or stuff, they may need to widen doorways, put in ramps, do certain improvements that would allow them to stay in the home and not have to move out of their home. So there are times that people will refinance their home to pull the equity out, but then they've got to pay that money back. It just doesn't, that debt doesn't go away until it's paid off, and that's a lien against the property. And you know, it's a tough situation with prices going up, with $400 million being, I think, heard on WGNS proposed for a new jail, and the necessity to build a couple of new high schools at $200 million a piece. That's an awful lot of burden that the community will be settled up with. It has to be paid through, property taxes.
And everything is so much more expensive than what it once was. I mean, the cost to build schools up triple compared to where it was just about 5 to 10 years ago. I mean, prices for everything from construction to buying a pre-existing home or building, everything's gone up. But you had an idea that was focused on seniors, and it calls for tax relief for specifically seniors, but not just tax relief. It's for a property tax reimbursement program for long-term senior homeowners. How does that work, and where did this idea come from?
Well, the idea came from you, Scott.
Oh,
it actually came from one morning with you on WGNS when we were talking about it. And, you know, I was explaining the current tax relief and tax freeze programs. And then it just came out, well, why can't we do that for everybody? Well, you know, you can't do it for everybody, but there is a tax relief program in place. It's been around since 1972. Now, it is, if you're over the age of 65 or you're disabled and you make less than, I believe the current state rate is $36,000 a year, then the state will reimburse to the homeowner a percentage of the property taxes that they pay. Now, that's based on $37,500 of market value that you can be reimbursed. So in Rutherford County, that ends up being about $75 to $80 a year, which isn't much. That won't even buy, you know, a week's worth of groceries for the average household. So while it was a good start when it was intended, it has not kept up with the realities of living in Tennessee. And the realities are that $37,000 is not very much money.
I remember, gosh, even when I was in high school, $37,000 was a heck of a lot of money. But the way things are priced today, especially houses, man, things are so much higher.
They're so much more expensive. So the proposal was, and I looked at it, I didn't just jump in there. But you have people that are making just over that. They've lived in Tennessee for their entire lives. They've struggled. They've paid their taxes. They've been good citizens. They've paid for the schools, the roadways, and they continue to pay and would. But several years ago, about the same time that we were talking about this, there was a proposal from the state of Tennessee to not take federal education dollars. I think it was $1.1 billion or $1.5 billion that they were going to say they didn't need because Speaker Cameron Sexton said that the state of Tennessee regularly has surpluses, annual recurring surpluses, of around $2 billion a year. I didn't know that. So I checked, and he was telling the truth. We do average between $1.5 and $2.5 billion in surplus funds that are not allocated for anything. It's not allocated to go in the rainy day fund. It's just a little extra that we get. Now, I don't know where that money goes now, but I'm sure it's being spent because they're only holding whatever amount they have to have that goes into the reserve fund. So I got to thinking, how much would it cost if somebody lived in Tennessee for 20 years? Let's do away with the income requirement because there are a lot of folks that just make over and they could really use some help. What if the state took those reserves and used those reserves to boost up and supercharge the current tax relief program, eliminate the income requirement, and let it focus on the primary dwelling of the individual that has lived in Tennessee for 20 years and is over the age of 65. They pay their taxes just as they do under the current program, and a voucher is submitted from the trustee's office to the state of Tennessee, and that money is reimbursed back to the taxpayer. And then the next year, since they've already done it the first year, it just automatically is sent up there, and the tax bill is reimbursed automatically from the state to the trustee's office.
Okay, so some of the key things, you'd have to be a resident of the state for at least 20 years, 65 right, and older. And then if you were to get this reimbursement, how much would that add up to for some of the homeowners here in Rutherford County?
It would run probably between $3,000 to $5,000 on average.
So they'd actually get a check of $3,000 to $5,000. Would that be a one-time check?
Every year.
Every year. Wow.
Every year. And the local governments, folks say, well, gee, that means that everybody else has to pay more. No, the state is reimbursing the property taxes that are due for the seniors. The state is paying it out of the recurring surplus. And a surplus in taxes means that you have overcharged your citizens.
It almost sounds too simple. It sounds like I went to Walmart and I bought a thing of dog food and I paid $20 more than what it was actually priced at. They rang me up at the cash register. Then the next day I realized it on my receipt, go back to Walmart, and I get that $20 back. I mean, is it really that simple?
In practice, it is. In politics, it isn't. Because what we're asking the state to do, we're asking that the pork be removed and given back to the people before, I believe, this is just me personally, I believe that the state is spending that excess revenue somewhere because it's not coming back to us. They're spending it on projects that they choose to spend it on. I believe that the citizens should have that money back, and we should be able to spend it on the things that make our lives more comfortable, because that money came from us anyway through excess sales tax collection. That's where it comes from.
I know we only have 1 minute or so left, but this is such an interesting idea that I could see where this would help out a lot of seniors, because the saddest story that you hear, and I'm sure you hear about this especially being where you serve, and that is when you find out about seniors who could not afford that annual property tax, and the next thing you know, 5 years passes by and they owe 5 years of taxes and they can't afford that, of course, and their house gets auctioned off and they have no place to go.
That's it. And you know, we're wealthy enough as a state and as a community to reward those who have done the heavy lifting and made our community such a great place to live.
Where can people learn more about this? In the next, because we have 30 seconds left, how can people learn more about this?
They can send me an email and I will send them all the information. They can send it to ROB, the number 4, RCTN @gmail.com, or they can send it to R. Mitchell at RutherfordCountyTN.com, and I'll get the information over there to them so that they can contact their local representatives and urge them to support this.
We'll post this on our website later on today, and we'll put the email there and everything as well, but I'm sure a lot of folks are going to be interested in hearing more about this and the idea of it and the idea of possibly getting a check in return every year or so if you're a senior and you've been here for at least 20 years. Couldn't ask for anything better.
No, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
That's right. Well, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Scott. Y'all take care.
That's Assessor of Property Rob Mitchell, Rutherford County,